You are now listening to Tough Talk with host comedian Fat Baby and co-host Lena Jones. This show is already in progress.
Have you heard the latest of we got to get into it, guys? We got to get into it. This is Tough Talk, we got to get into it. You know, some of this celebrity stuff is getting out of hand. And allegedly, okay, I know a lot of people been talking about this Diddy situation and all which ways, and everybody keeps talking about it, but hey, we gonna talk about it. Check this out. So the new evidence that supposed was the new thing, situation that supposed came out now, is that Jay-Z got the lawyer, the attorney that was prosecuting the case, he got him disbarred. So now they have no one to take over this Diddy case. And the tape was distorted and first of all, they said CNN had the tape, and they're the ones that released the tape. And they sped it up so you could see what was going on. And with them speeding it up, they distorted it. And now the rich pocket conveniently can't be found, allegedly. So, with that being said, Diddy might be getting out soon.
Yeah.
Not getting out soon. I don't know if they got.
Yeah, because they don't have. They have nothing.
I don't know what can back it up.
They don't have anything.
But a lot of stuff is being missing. You know, just like I was saying, that dude, like I was talking about him, he came up missing. You know, it's crazy that every time somebody comes out with something, or every time something happens, these people keep ending up missing. And I don't understand how we have no type of investigation or nothing like that to wonder how the hell these people are ending up missing and dead. I mean, not literally missing, like dead. Everybody. You know, I don't know, but, you know, praying for their families and stuff like that. But this is crazy. You know, everything that's, you know, coming up with this case is like, it's crazy. And, you know, people that probably do want to testify are scared as hell. They're not going to testify. They scared as hell. I would be too. Everybody ended up dead in hell. Everybody on Puffy label was dead. Is dead. Besides, I'll be sure. And damn, he almost died. With every inch of his damn life, he fought to get back.
Yeah.
So you don't know when I say, hey, y'all don't know how this case gonna go. Did ass gonna be out and on the sand probably sooner than what the hell people think. Because I know if I was a witness, I had to think twice about testifying as well, because they have people in all corners of this thing. I mean, when I say all corners. And I got one bone to pick with the people in the news. That's what Tiger Woods. How the hell you go with Trump for? I don't know what's wrong with you. There's something about you and me, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. But more power to y'all. Whatever damn power y'all trying to get. y'all go ahead. Oh, did you hear about Don Robinson from his old?
How she was living in her car.
Yeah, how she was living in her car and stuff like that. But they was like that. She got assistance and, you know, someone, they were saying it was a choice. And, you know, because some, you know, had people up there that said they offered her, one guy said they offered her a house, a two-bedroom house, you know, furnished and everything, and she turned it down. So I don't know how true that is. Well, allegedly. So I don't know how true that is, but I got a house, and if somebody offered me a two-bedroom house, I'm going to take it any damn way just to run away from my damn family half of the time.
So why did she didn't take it?
I don't know. You know, they have rumors going around allegedly saying that she wants to live in her car. You know, you got some people that do give up their whole damn house to go live in their car, but, you know, most people that do that, they at least get an RV. You know, so if, you know, I have to understand that a little bit more, but you don't know how her money situation is. And, you know, she was on that show. I forgot that show. What was it called? She was on, was it Something Divas or something? She was on that show, and, you know, she was kind of, I'm just, you know, sometimes people have their attitudes, like, kind of out of here. You know, some of these attitudes is kind of messed up, you know. And I think that probably had a lot to do with it, because in Vogue, they still out there. They still damn performing and out, they out there. I mean, so basically, I don't know. I mean, she's part of Vogue, and they still out there touring and stuff like that. I don't understand why she's not touring with them, because she's part of Vogue. Everybody knows Dawn as being the little short, you know, one in Vogue. So I don't know what, if they're sisterhood or what in that relationship or whatever went sour, but something went sour. Because there's no damn way that I'm part of a group and they still out there singing at basketball games and stuff like that, and I'm in a predicament where I don't have any money and stuff like that, and I'm sleeping in my car. Well, I know they're going to pay me to come out, so I know they're going to pay for a room, and, you know, room. So I know I'm going to have somewhere to sleep tonight and a shower good and stuff like that, so I'm going to go. You know, and why would nobody offer you a place to stay with them? I don't know why, because she said she was staying with her mom, but their attitudes clashed or whatever. But when you're in a situation in a predicament like that, sometimes you gotta bite your tongue. You know, sometimes you gotta be humble. You gotta remember you're in their house, and that's why you do whatever you can so you can get your own. That's how that goes, you know. Especially no matter how old you are, you're still in your mom's house. That's the way it goes with those rules. Especially if you have nothing to contribute. I'm even paying for the toilet paper to wipe your ass. So I think you didn't need to be quiet, especially if I'm going and putting it up out there. That's just my thought. And you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. So that's just my opinion. What you think about it? You know?
I don't.
You get on my damn. I mean, for real, you know, don't you feel like if you up in my, you shouldn't have really have nothing to say? Not too much to say to me like that. That's just no. And I gotta remember that little baby they was looking for. She lost her life. They found her in the one from Ohio, pretty Ohio, and then Kamara. She lost her life, and they arrested her dad a day later, which was on the 24th, which was the day, or was it the 24th? Either way, they shot him. I don't know if he's dead or not, but he's the number one suspect, according to, they said the text messages, and, you know, one thing about these phones, they will tell on you, they will tell where you're being from, they will tell everything. When I say everything, they will tell everything of what you're doing. So, don't do no crime and think your ass gonna get away with it. And if he did have something to do with it, he deserves every damn thing he get ready to get. Y'all need to be whoever, I don't care. Listen to me. Y'all need to let y'all family members know. If you know you got these family members that's out here that's crazy as hell, and you know that, you know what they have done to kids and your family and stuff like that, and everybody's in the house not telling and not saying nothing, y'all ask me to speak up when it comes to them being around other people's children, as of their girlfriend's children and stuff like that. Y'all need to speak up, because half of the time y'all letting these damn kids and everybody get hurt because of this, because you didn't open up your damn mouth. It's not no what happens in this house stays in this house. You know what I'm saying? That shit is out the door. Because we're at the point now where we're losing all the kids. We ain't gonna have no damn body to take care of us when we get old. Because y'all coming with that, what happens in this house stays in this house. And then y'all got this damn uncle or your dad or your granddad. Y'all got these men in the family that's pedophiles and that's been around here, like, literally touching y'all. You know, touching your cousins and everybody, and we're just going to write it off and call it something else, or we're going to write it off and just leave it in this family as long as they don't do it no more. We're going to get them away from them and stuff like that. And, you know, that's not helping. All you're doing is leaving these kids and shit mentally scarred when they get older and resenting your ass because you didn't listen to them. It's time, I mean, for real, someone needs to stand up. I mean, so time to start protecting these children. Because it's coming to a point where they, I mean, and if that's not happening, they're killing themselves. Or they're going out here picking up synthetic drugs, killing themselves, thinking that they're real. That's where we're at with this right now. And it's not good. It's really not good. it's time to like literally help these babies out. Because we failing at this shit, dog. We really are failing. And we're failing as a community. We always say it takes a community to raise a child. You can't see everything. You can't be around everything. But you know what? Back in the day, we used to get popped by neighbors and stuff like that when we got stuff. Now, go up to somebody's child, try to pop them, the mama and everybody coming out ready to fight. We got beaten in school. Our principal beat our ass. My principal had a paddle, Big John and Little John. And my ass always got popped. I always was saying something. My mouth, the way it is now, it didn't change. It just got worse. Mm-hmm. I was in school just questioning every damn thing. Why we got to do that? You know, my mouth was just terrible. So I always got popped. I was me and God rest his soul, my homeboy, Malcolm Sampson. And his grandfather shot him when he was coming in through the window because the door was locked. Rest in peace, Malcolm. But me and him was twins. They denied it. But Big John and Little John. It used to be Little John when he, you know, when I first got into shit. Then it came to Big John. It's about to whoop my ass up again. Hey, yo. We get ready to go and still more commercial. We get ready to go and play something. I don't know what's going to be played, but just tell me.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, because I got her ass last time. You just will not play that door back there. So I don't know where the hell she got that list from, but y'all make sure y'all turn y'all music in so she don't have a choice. And so she can't have no reason not to play what the hell I need to be played. Because that what she playing is not, okay?
We got Eddie T and D Hermes' new song.
The song is called New Song?
No, it's called Thinking About You.
Thinking About You. About who?
This is Eddie T and D Hermes.
Eddie T and D Hermes.
And D Hermes. But before
and
then.
And D Hermes. You saying Andy?
And D.
And the D. Hermes. When we ready to play Anna D?
We gotta play, okay.
We do not own the rights to this music. This is not our music. So don't keep blinking my shit out on Facebook because I'm telling y'all, we do not own the rights to this music that is about to be played. Okay? Give us a break. We'll be right back. Your ass.
Cool.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Tough Talk Radio. This is your girl, Lisa, a.k.a. And we are now back. As I was saying, the question of the day, I don't even know what the heck I'm putting at. That's crazy. But the question of the day is, how do you tell your mate, okay, here it is. How do you tell your mate that you are not sexually satisfied? So I'm going to start with you, Lena.
Why do you have to start with me?
Because you're the only one in here. What the hell do you want me to talk to the wall? I told you about that. You are the co-host. That's why I'm talking to you. You. What the hell do you want me to talk to in here? Okay, ma'am? Damn.
Aren't you live on Facebook? Can't you ask me?
No, I'm not. I don't have time for you. Have you ever had a situation where you were not sexually satisfied?
No,
you always been sexually satisfied. Let me tell you, this is called tough talk, not tough telling a damn lie. You're not gonna be up here telling a lie. There's no way that during every time a person has burnt your buns up that you was damn satisfied. You probably was thinking they burnt your buns up, so you ain't never been with nobody where you was sitting there moaning and lying your ass off. Because you ain't gonna sit up here and tell no damn lie. We owe our audience the truth.
Because oh my goodness.
We have some people that's going through this thing. You understand? So we owe our audience the truth. That's why they're gonna listen to us and we're gonna tell the damn truth. They say, yes, I have had people that, I mean, you know, have had someone that did not sexually satisfy me. And you say, how do you handle it?
Yeah, how do you handle it?
Tell me the hell up. Why too damn short for you to be sitting up here moaning and lying and shit? Y'all need to stop You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, women, I'm just joking, I don't do that. You know, you don't want to hurt no one's feelings or anything. The best thing to do is try to teach them how to do it. There's too much porn out here. XX video is free. I mean, you know, I heard allegedly, I heard. Mm-hmm. And don't keep watching, you know, once you watch it, go ahead and erase it from your thing, because you don't want your phone to get a virus up there and stuff. And, like, you don't want to have it up there and, you know, one of your grandkids or your kids or someone ask to use your phone, and then once they pull up to try to look up something, the first thing they see is what you, you know, been looking at. I'm just saying, I'm just speaking for, you know, poor friends, you know, you know, if that happens, if you watch porn or anything. But I don't know. I mean, if you really into the guy and you really love the guy and you're not sexually satisfied, because you do have people that actually wait until they get married to have sex. You know, so that's, you know, I don't, you know, that's for some people, because you see, if you do it the right way and do it that way, it's going to be a surprise, and you're not going to know whether it's good or bad, because that's the only penis that you had or vagina that you had, so you're going to, that's good, they'll learn together. But if you have someone like that and you really, really, really love them, you're going to have to buckle down, and you're going to have to teach them. You know, you're going to have to teach them how to satisfy you, because maybe he was with someone before, or she was with someone before, and they like, you know, things a different way. So they was taught a different way, or they had sex a different way. You know, some women are into turn this ass up, you know, marathon. You know, some women like that. They like it rough. And then you get with someone that don't like it rough. You get with someone that like to have sex and quickies and get over with. And then you have people that want to actually make love and sit there for a long time and do all these different positions and stuff. And, you know, different strokes for different folks. So, to me, I mean, hey, if I had someone like that, I think the best thing would be not to tell them to hurt their feelings. But, you know, you just can't come out and be like, yo. Even though women and men, when we get mad, we'll say it, you know, we'll go in, boy. We'll talk about that little toddler thing down there. We'll get the snapping out, and you know, and at that point, you moan about 500 times and lying to this dude, and now you got on. Hey, that's the way it be. It be that way sometimes. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, and that's the way it be. Okay, well, like that, I said, the topic is, how do you tell your mate that you are not sexually satisfied? Let's talk. Okay, the answer, what I got was from Natasha Owens. She said, tell them, just start talking. People really make a conversation harder than it needs to be. As a couple, you should be able to safely express yourself and be open to receive whatever your partner needs to place on the table. I believe it. You know, I go with that. And she said, and yes, I'm speaking from experience as a married woman. 15 years together, 11 years married. So what she's saying is the same thing that I said. If you are not sexually satisfied, I really truly believe that you can say something in a better way. Do not, some people listen just to answer. They don't listen to get an understanding. They listen to respond. So if you sit down and you talk to someone, you should talk to them in a way that you want to be talked to. Because there's nothing worse than you trying to hurt a man's pride. And their pride is in their libido. I'm going to let you know that right now. Even if he do have a small, you know, midsection penis or whatever, even if he does have a small one, work with it. Some small ones is good. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no big penis blood, you know, making you walk bow-legged and all of that, and you it hurt you to pee and all of that stuff, because, you know, from the friction of the rubbing, and then they go for a long time and stuff like that. All of that, a lot of people don't like that. Different strokes for different folks. And then you have some people that love it. You know, some people don't want to work with no one with a small penis. But some people love They love big ones. You know, it's like I said, it's different strokes for different folks. But if you're in a relationship and you feel like that you are not sexually satisfied to the point that you have to cheat, y'all got to do something. Make it good. Go do something. Use toys. There's stuff out there so you do not have to go outside of what you're doing. I mean, you know, go outside and hurt everybody, your family, the kids, and everything, because all you're going to do is tear things apart. Especially if, that's like the 80-20 rule. If he, 80% of him, he does right and does good. 80% of him is that. But that little 20% right there is what would make you cheat. You know what I'm saying? Because of something sexual, then you need to get your rose. You need to go get you something so you ain't got to cheat. Because there's no way that I'm going to have a man that's doing 80% right and the only 20% wrong is that he don't have, you know, a nice size or he don't know how to satisfy me sexually. Then it's time for me to teach him. We need to go to classes. We need to watch porn together. We need to do something. You know, it's time for you to work with him if you love him like that. You just don't go out and cheat and leave the man because you're not sexually satisfied. Because at the end of the day, it's what you make it. Because if he's sexually satisfied, it's what you make out of it as well. So you got to help him help you. Like I said, he might have been with somebody before and it's different. You know, they did it a different way. They wanted it different. Everybody's not the same. So if you're someone that wants the slow stroke and all of that stuff and he used to, you know, doing it fast and getting up out of the way because he's been, you know, kids or something around and a lot of moms ain't got time for slow stroke. Sometimes you got to fast and get that thing and let's go. And you might be used to people like that. And then he's not sexually satisfying you because he's not doing it long enough. Well, now it's time for you to show him how to do it long enough. Sometimes you got to take it out, do foreplay, do something, and, you know, make him excited. You know, I'm just telling the truth. That's just how it is. They're not the only ones that need to make this thing right. You have to make it exciting, too, because you just laying there, or if you just, you know, I'm a ride and do something like that. It's all types of things. A lot of men don't like you doing that. Especially if you, and let me tell you something. If this goes to a lot of my thick madam, I'm speaking to you guys. I am one of you. I am you and you are me. I am you. A lot of you skinny men love thick madams. Thick madams. Don't be out here catching charges and shit, jumping on these damn little men. Busting they damn spleen out and shit. Y'all, we not going to do that, okay? I mean, just watch it. Just remember that we kind of thick. When we coming down, watch that Geronimo. You got to come down slow. You just can't come down busting these boy laps and stuff up. You done broke his thigh bone and damn pelvis and stuff, fractured. You can't come down on that man like that. Just watch it. You know, I understand we had, you know, is anything they can do, we can do better type thing. You know what I'm saying? But we won't let the skinty girls handle that ride thing the way, you know, they supposed to do because y'all gonna stop hurting these boys' stomachs and stuff. Y'all got to stop. My nephew called me the other day. I told him there's levels to messing with these thick madams. When you mess with us, there's levels to this thing. You got to, you know, have a little muscle tone to you or something. You can be small, but you got to be able to hold. You got to be able to pay with your way, baby. You got to hold. Got to be able to hold on. Because all these, you know, sometimes we have body shapes and stuff. And when you really get it, when you get home and we stuff start falling out, like the other part of us. Some of us be smushing it all in. You know what I'm saying? Some of us be smushing it in. And then when we get home and we got to be ready for you to burn these buns up, we got to actually unzip, pull stuff out, and shit be falling from everywhere. So y'all got to keep that in mind. Especially the ones with the big breasts and stuff. Don't you kid me? Remember, he's under there. When your belly drop, when your breast drop, remember to check, make sure his nose is in between so he can breathe. Mm. If someone stuff that thing down there, that boy down throat and hurt him, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. But if you are not sexually satisfied, I really feel like you need to talk to them. Do not go out and talk to your male friends about it. Don't be cheating and pillow talking. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's not cute. That's not cute either. You know, just go let the man know that he's not burning your buns up good and show him. Buy toys. Do something. You know it's cheaper to keep. Don't do it. Because I'm trust me. Trust me on this. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm speaking from experience. You know, I tried to, you know, I'm not just saying like sexually satisfied. I'm just saying y'all, these new boys, y'all new men is different. I don't know if you old men or new men, but y'all doing different things. Y'all back there licking stuff y'all don't supposed to lick. And y'all back there messing with them and the boys. See, a lot of y'all out here undercover, down low and stuff. And now's not the time for you to be down low. You need to be loud. You need to be up and loud. You know what I'm saying? Up and loud. Because eventually, what you do in the dark ends up coming to light. But
wow.
On a different note, yo, y'all don't even want to change it up, but you see Wendy Williams? They let her, the judge said that she could go home and live and, you know what I'm saying, get back to her regular scheduled life. I am so blessed. I cannot believe, because the story ended up coming out and they locked her up for something. So, I mean, they literally had her locked up. They said because whatever type of facility she was in, it was really, like, exclusive. You know, people with money and stuff like that. They had a bar in there and everything. Well, Wendy had went down there to the bar and she had got real drunk and went down there and cut up in the bar. So they put her on the Alzheimer's unit, the locked unit. So she can't get out and go down there and get, you know, some booze or whatever. It was not never deemed or declared that she was, you know, to the point that she could not come out or be her own self. That was crazy. And so now the nursing home and everything is trying to say that they had nothing to do with, you know, no, we didn't restrict her. Yes, you did, because you called the police when she was with her niece saying that she didn't come back in. And I worked at a facility my whole entire life. I have been a CNA and a medication tech, and I have seen it been there my whole life working in there since 1999. I have never seen, even working on the locked unit for Alzheimer's patients, I have never been in there and seen that a family member could not come and get their family loved one. Is you crazy? That's one less person we got to take care of. Have y'all lost your mind? I know you damn lying. You call me and tell me you coming to pick your mima and stuff up. I'm running to the door with her bag and everything. You ain't even got to come back to the room. Mm-hmm. She gonna be sitting up in the front of the living room waiting on you where to go. So I know that's a lie. Something was wrong. Something went wrong. But we are so happy that you get to get back to your life. That's a shame when people try to take your damn life from you because you had a drink. Because you drank too much. If that's the case, I would never be out. I would not never be out. I feel so bad. I, like, literally felt bad for her. Because I didn't know that was a situation. They had people thinking this lady losing her mind and stuff. Until she called the police to get her up out of there and take her to the hospital to get a competency test. You know, and the judge, they sent it to the judge. The judge was like, let her go home. I don't understand people. You can't get people to make them stay in your facility and stuff like that because you don't want to lose no money and stuff like that. And y'all are terrible in the facility because it is all about money. And I have worked in a few of them, and y'all are all about money. That's what it's all about, the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
You lie your ass off. You do everything to get these people up in here. And you tell their family members you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And then I had one facility didn't even want me to play gospel music. When they're at the end, I was the activity director at the time. So when they're at the end of their life, all they know is church. You can't even get them out of the house, out of their room besides church or bingo. So how dare you sit up here and say, I can't, at the end of their life. These people are 90 and 80 years old, and they're at the end of their damn life, and you're going to sit up here and say, don't play no church music. Don't let them play the piano, because we had one, you know, resident that liked to play the piano and stuff like that. I was gone. Deuces, bitches. But deuces, we not doing that. I didn't get into it. I got into it to make their life comfortable the rest of the life that they do have left. These people have did a lot in their life to get to where the hell they're at. And I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up here and mistreat these people because of you and your satanic rules. You scared of the Lord? Or I guess, because you know the devil don't like the Lord. So every time you hear that gospel music, I bet you them ears started burning. Every time that resident played that piano and playing all that church music, I know that their soul started burning. Probably caught on fire. Nasty cigarette smoking ass. That's no shout out to anybody. That's nothing wrong to anybody. That's not against anybody that smokes cigarettes. So don't even think that. We're not even doing that. I can't even tell you what's going on in the 757 because it's a lot going on. I'm going to suggest that you turn your damn local news channel on just like everybody else do. Because now, that orange man, somebody been leaked and added somebody to a Secret Service chat group that wasn't supposed to be in there. So now, they know the plans of war.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this man is shot and showed up everything. When it came to this Secret Service, they added him to the chat, and he didn't even know them. You added a normal civilian to the chat, and so now they know your plans of war. Y'all are getting more and more messier by the minute. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I don't know nothing about no war or anything. But once you start drafting people, leave my damn only son alone. He ain't going with y'all is. He don't know. He can't go. My son, I don't want my son to go. You know, if he want to go voluntarily, fine. But your ass ain't going to come just pick him up. Yep. Y'all going to be that. Nope. We just not going to do that. We're not. He's a welder. Leave him where the hell he at. You got a lot of people in prison and stuff that like to shoot. You got a lot of gang members, you know, they like to shoot. You sending everybody back, they probably would have fought for your ass. You just sending everybody back, you know. Everybody's gone, and I'm sorry to everybody that was deported. I'm sorry. Because he took people, grandmas and everything. So I feel sorry for them. That's bad.
He don't care. He using the White House as his own personal revenge. Thing from everything that they did to him in 4 years, you know.
And then he said that Biden signed with the ball pen or something like that, so everybody that he exonerated, he's overthrowing it, so these people will be locked back up and going back to jail. That's some BS. Ooh, my God today.
Can we put him in there?
That's crazy. So y'all know that means including Biden's son, right? So you know that's what that was put into play for. So he can bring charges back on Biden's son. I don't know what the hell or what. Hey, it's coming to a point where that is just crazy. Well, shout out to my team, Worldwide Record. I got to say shout out to my team. We will be in Mississippi at Black Beach Week, April the 10th.
That sounds like fun.
And 11th. And then we will be in Miami, Florida. A couple of, you know, of the artists that's on the group, which is Woski, Cash, and Baby Skeet. Congratulations to y'all for winning the contest to open up for BG and the Hot Boys. So we'll be down there in Florida doing our thing down there as well. So, but I will be back in town on that following, the 15th, to do the show. And I'll let y'all know how it went and how it went down. But it's going to be a crazy weekend because you got to fly to Mississippi, then get over here, fly to Florida. You know, it's like I'm booked and busy.
Wow, that's good though.
Look at that. So if y'all out there in Florida, in Miami, come on and check us out. And if you're out there in Mississippi at Black Beach Week, come check me out. Worldwide Records, we will be out there. We're Worldwide International Records, we will be out there. We will be out there, so come check us out. So once again, I say congratulations to Woski, Cash, and Baby Skeet for winning the contest. You boys are doing big things. I love you guys to death. And I can't wait to see y'all on the 10th. We gon' party like a rock. Party like a rock star. We going out. Love you guys. And shout out to Michelle Young, which is our manager. Shout out to you. And shout out to Lisa Marie, which is the CEO and the owner. Love you guys. Love you dearly. We got big things coming up, starting our tour and everything. So this is just the start of it. They're not ready. Oh, and this weekend they will be in Atlanta. So safe travels, my baby. Safe travels. Safe travels. Yes, especially you, baby. Safe travels, you guys. Safe travels. That's the inside. Safe travels. That's the inside. Well, right now we're going to take another break. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of music. Because my co-host over here, she over here crunching me hard-ass chips. I don't remember nothing like that no more. Big people just don't like to eat any damn thing. Now they're not good. Why after you done broke two fillings? Hell made up this kettle chip shit. Y'all some strong teeth-ass people. Damn, what happened to regular age? Y'all just ground here. And what's that cotton damn hard-ass chips? Why do they have to be? What was wrong with your potato? Okay, you can play Maria LaJane and she, you can play Marsha.
DJ. Stop giving DJ a hard time.
You are the hard time. Okay, you got to look at that. What the hell is that? A chin scrap, bitch? What the hell is that?
Up here and just said she ain't never
That doesn't say that I told you about lying. I told you about lying. But that doesn't say that I wasn't satisfied.
The comment was just a comment.
That was just a comment.
That came from your soul. You misconstrued. He took it completely out of line. What happened was he misconstrued you. And that shit came from your heart. Don't be sitting up here telling no damn lies. You said that. And then a boy, what's his name? CLK. He challenged you. He said, Lena Jones, not true for all of us. And hopefully you know your mate temperature and how to approach this type of conversation. No woman wants to hear it either. But if that's your reality, then you have to have that conversation.
Well, what does that mean?
And he said, and CLK, he said, you tell them, no matter how they take it or respond, you have to tell the truth. Because if not, it leads to infidelity. And they'll be thinking they put it down when they are not. I mean, you don't have to be rude or disrespectful when doing it, but you have to say something. So in other words, you when you sit there and he think he burning them buns up, you know, like some men try to do it from the back and stuff like that, but they don't have enough penis for the back. Then you know, if you don't have enough weight on it for the back, you might need to tear it lay down on her stomach and you just need to get on top. You know, everybody's not doggy style material, you know, and we just y'all, you know,
that means her butt is too big.
No, that means the thing might be too little. Too. Her butt could be too big and his thing could be too little. It could go both ways. So that means you might want to date inside
your booty range.
You might want to date inside your penis. I mean, hey, stop. That's just like going to the store and get a Magnum when you know your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Putting all that air in the condom and it's falling. We ain't doing that.
Why did it look like that?
Because we out there going to get no Magnum. If you are health department condom size, then you go to health department to get your condom. They free.
One size fit all.
I think they free.
One size fit all.
I'll send everybody on five, so they free. They free. So if you are lifestyle or them little colorful condoms, that certain that they give out, with the, you know, the have a different color than them, you know, the colorful, playful kind of them. You can say, though, stay in your range. Don't go over there and mess with the Magnum. Don't be over there. And then you got all that air and that condom and stuff, and you're trying to hump that girl folding the condom back like a sock. you know, when you were younger, you wore the white socks and they were too tall, and you had half a sock, and then you folded the bitch up on them. You know, when you were younger, they did that. You folded up on them. Yeah, instead of buying half a sock.
I don't know.
You know,
is that what they?
You never did that. Your socks, your old ass was born with ankle socks. You know what? You're not gonna do this. No, let me go back to read it. Let me go back. And, okay, and then we're gonna go with Nakisha Farham. I've told him, and still no changes. Starting to think he just doesn't care. Okay.
Good point.
It's Farham.
Good point, girl.
When you have someone and they're willing to try to change, because they took in what you said into consideration and you stay with them, they're trying to make a change. But if you're constantly telling somebody something and they're not trying to make a change for you, or not taking your feelings into consideration, but they are always satisfied if you're not, then maybe it's time to do something else. I don't know if you can just show him. And, you know, sometimes men get offended when you bring out. What the hell?
Bring it out, girl. Okay, I'm just,
would you say, you know what, no, not, but, okay. You know, sometimes men get offended when you try to show them,
yeah, girl.
You know, because they think they know everything, and
they don't, none of us think they know,
but none of us know, guys. Everybody can stand and learn something, you're never too old to teach a new dog, I mean, an old dog, new trick, you know what I'm saying, but dog gotta be willing. So if you got somebody and you're telling them that you're not satisfied sexually and they're not willing to try to do anything to try to change that situation, that's where the infidelity come in at. So then when you start, because you have some people that don't like, you know, to go down on you, but then they like for you to go down on them. Nope. No, hell no. No, not that.
This is definitely grown folk conversation.
Yeah, you do me, I do you back. Not no being an only one. I mean, what, no. I don't pick out. I don't do no thing. Biggie said don't tick. Back then, the song he told y'all back then, the 10 crack commandments, he told you don't tick.
Okay. 10 crack commandments.
Don't tick. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I thank you guys for tuning in. We're at the end of the show. I love you guys. I love you guys. But you know what? Check this out. You can be patient with ignorance, but not those that's proud of it. We ended this show. I love you guys and thank you guys for tuning in. And I'll see you next week.
Today. What episode is this?
The one that say that. Your son,
not just. My number.
We all been right.
Okay. Bye.
What the hell? Is another panic song? What is wrong with
you? I still
away this game. Okay, music is on. I'm about to make you change.
Okay, bye. Where K bands at? 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 You know K bands is spread a beat. Lost it to you, thought I'd never be free. I hit on a granny and then I got lost. Remember that question, our brother got popped. Swung my head, had me traumatized. I put on my hands, can he on my ass? Remember this when she's my home. What's for 11, ain't meant for the dark. Can't know it's so scary, cause I'm one on one. These niggas are fools, they think that I'm done.
Where K bands at? Where K bands at?